How's everybody doing? Welcome back to another episode of The Banker Next Door. I am your host, Dr. Joe Berquist. Today, I wanted to talk about a phrase that everybody has probably been hearing recently, and that's called higher for longer. And that is basically talking about the interest rate environment right now in banks. And banks have, so in other words, the Federal Reserve is basically saying, the media, the financial news media has been reporting for the last, you know, 4 or 5 months now that basically the Federal Reserve is going to be reducing interest rates. The Federal Reserve has never actually said they were going to start reduce, or they said they would potentially start reducing rates or thinking about rates, provided that economic data cooperated. However, that has not been the case. So with interest rates staying elevated, and basically what the mainstream media has talked about with the reduction of interest rates not coming to fruition, we have this phrase higher for longer. So banks have to deal with higher interest rates for a longer period of time. And how are they going to deal with that? How is that going to affect, you know, what they're currently doing? So with that in mind, I came across this great article from Bank Director, and this article was entitled "Higher for Longer Forces Rethink of Deposit Strategies." So deposit costs continue to rise, pressuring bankers to strike the balance between growing these funds and pricing them competitively. So first quarter earnings calls from big banks like Wells Fargo and Company and Bank of America Corp indicate that higher deposit costs could be here to stay. Costlier deposits will continue to pressure net interest margins, though the Federal Open Markets Committee last raised interest rates in July of 2023 to a target range of 5.25 to 5.5%. Deposit costs have continued to tick up across the industry as more consumers moved money into higher yielding account types. We do have to wait and see how clients are going to react, and I think we do our best to try to come up with a range of outcomes here, given what's happening in rates, plus what's happening in quantitative tightening, what's happening in the overall economy. Wells Fargo Chief Financial Officer Michael Santomassimo said in the company's April 12th earnings call, like all banks, those factors affect deposit behavior. We feel better today than we did in January about where we are, but there's a lot to play out for the rest of the year. Bank Director's 2024 risk survey found that 64% of senior bank executives and directors named deposit pricing as one of the top strategic challenges facing their bank, compared with 51% last year. Additionally, 78% said their bank's net interest margin contracted over the past year due to rising rates, up from 26% a year ago. I do think this is going to be the new normal that we have now, said Neil Stanley, founder and CEO of the CorePoint, a bank deposit consulting firm. He points to a strong labor market and growing GDP. The motivation to lower rates just doesn't seem apparent to me. So the challenge bankers face now is to appropriately manage deposit costs without sacrificing too much in the way of volume. While banks don't want to pay more for deposits, they also don't want to lose deposits either. Bank leaders have to strike a balance. The industry has gone through periods of time that are so much harsher than this, Stanley says. The existential risk is in not addressing the new environment. If you are waiting around for a return of yesteryear, that's not going to work. Stanley says some banks could offer balance builder style deposit products that reward existing customers with a higher premium rate on any balance they move over to their bank. Stanley contrasts that with the promotional teaser rates that are often only offered to new customers. He also recommends other practices that may help attract deposits, including timing promotional campaigns to coincide with competitors' maturing promotional specials and publicizing certificates of deposit with penalty-free withdrawals. Bankers may also consider using alternative marketing channels, including social media, to bring in new deposits. Stanley adds that bankers could invest in training for frontline staff so they are better prepared to work with existing customers who are dissatisfied with their deposit rates. Banks could also tie deposits to a more favorable rate or term on a loan or line of credit. While commercial bankers might have once been content to handshake on that type of agreement, they're now putting it in writing more regularly. And then it just says, kind of wraps up with saying, like, among banks that we're lending to commercial borrowers and not getting deposits. The attitude is shifting. We want to do the loan, but we also want to hold your deposits. Like, they are working very hard to enter in agreements with a borrower in order to retain that liquidity. 2 years of the deco, the deposits were a bit of an afterthought. So yes, there's a couple of things happening there. So number one is, as we scroll down there, and then I think the author of this was Laura Alix. I think that's right. Yeah. Who's the director of research there at Bank Director. So a couple of things to unpack there. So, you know, banks are getting pressured. They're having net interest margin compression because like on one hand, like they were, you know, it was great for a little while there because rates went up and banks were then able to charge higher rates on the loans while deposit pricing was still down here. But now as the deposit pricing has jumped up, you're seeing again that margin compression there. It's not all bad because, I mean, as a lot of loans are getting renewed or getting re-upped, I mean, banks are able to do that at the higher rates. So they are, you know, over time, as they are able to charge higher rates on loans, that you know, kind of that spread, if you will eventually kind of even its way out. But I think there are a lot of bankers that are sitting there thinking like, oh, well, this pay up for deposits will only be a temporary thing. And part of what they were trying to say in this article is that, yeah, this is probably not going to be a temporary thing. This is probably, we're probably looking at a higher, more what I would call normal rate environment than we have. And again, this all gets back to what the Federal Reserve did for so many years by keeping, you know, the zero interest rate policy, keeping that policy of zero interest rates as long as they did. They really, you know, morphed the market. They turned the market on its head. And, you know, looking back, you know, 16, 17 years, the banking industry was in a space where it's like you had to fight for those deposits every single day, you know, and a lot of times bankers, they would not make a loan unless they were getting a deposit relationship to go with that loan. And that could be, you know, that could be a very frustrating thing for lenders a lot of times, because, you know, the lenders are sitting there going, man, like I'm trying to hit my numbers, I'm trying to make the loans, and now I got to go and I got to fight for the deposits and everything. And of course, the, you know, branch managers love that because, you know, you're helping them to get, you know, bring deposits in the door and all that. And I mean, again, you should be doing that anyway, but it's just, it depends on what you're doing. I mean, if you're doing C&I loans, you know, it's more natural for there to be a real kind of deposit relationship to go along with that. Real estate transactions, not necessarily so much. You know, if you're working with a developer or you're working with investors, there may not necessarily be big, you know, deposit balances to come with those type of accounts, you know, or those type of transactions rather. So again, it's just kind of interesting to, and where I'm going with that is that we're kind of getting back to that environment now. We're getting back to that environment where you're going to have to fight for deposits. You're going to have to do everything you can to bring those deposits along with the relationship. And you probably are going to have to get to a point where you might have to say, listen, we love you, love the company, love the individuals. We like the loan. We like the asset involved, all that stuff. But if we can't get deposits, we're just not going to make the loan, like this period end of story, because we have to bring in the deposits. And, you know, and what, and the industry, banking, the industry as a whole just saw a major outflux. I mean, we saw basically six quarters in a row of deposits just going right out the door. A lot of factors involved in that. I mean, obviously inflation, a lot of that money was COVID money that had gotten built up in the system. And then that money, you know, ran itself off. And then you had obviously inflation going up, a lot of additional expenses, thinking cost more money, you know, so people spending a lot of money and stuff like that, people's savings starting to deplete. So you had a lot of reasons built in there for why that money was running off, but the money was running off nonetheless. And now things, at least as far as on the deposit front, things have seemed to stabilize a little bit. But going forward, I mean, if you really want to grow your deposits, you know, easily it's like, yeah, if you want to pay up for deposits, and yeah, sure, you can grow your deposit base real fast, but then you're also going to have a high cost to go with those. It's called a cost of funds. You're going to have a very high cost of funds to go with that. So again, and this article is talking about how you need to balance that. You need to balance how much do you need to grow deposits with, you know, what's your overall cost going to be? What are you going to pay for those deposits? Because, you know, and I think there, unfortunately, I think some short-sighted bankers out there will say, you know what, we're just going to drop our rates, or we're not going to pay up for rates. And it's going to be very hard for them to grow deposits, and it's going to be hard for them to retain deposits. So again, it's going to be a very delicate balancing act, but it's something that you're going to have to, I think it's something a lot of banks are going to have to look hard at over the next year or two. And you're going to, like I said, this gets back to also, you know, when you're in your ALCO committees, you know, when you're in your ALCO committees and you're looking at your shocks, and you're saying, okay, what happens if rates go up by 200-400 basis points? What happens if rates go down by 200-400 basis points? Like, how does this play into our overall strategy? Are we liability sensitive? Are we asset sensitive? How do we manage that? So, you know, and again, these are all conversations that banks should be having in terms of strategy and how they're going about things and what they're looking at. You know, how are the, but again, it gets back to this higher for longer, you know, things are staying higher for longer. So like, what are you doing for the rest of this year to kind of manage that process? So, so again, very interesting. I thought a very interesting thought provoking topic. This just this kind of higher for longer concept, and how do banks deal with this rate environment, and how does this affect their strategies, and, you know, cost of funds going up, and it might stay up longer than they had anticipated. So what do you do with that? How do you manage that strategy? How do you balance that act between growing deposits versus your cost of funds? So, like I said, again, thought provoking topic. I thought good to talk about. I thought people would find this kind of interesting. So, but if you like this video, please make sure to like, share, and subscribe. That always helps the channel. Please make sure to leave your comments below. I would love to hear your comments. If you have any thoughts about higher for longer, and what that might mean in terms of bank strategy, it'd be great to hear from you. But like I said, keep an eye out for some of my other episodes. Make sure to check them out as well. And I will see you guys again real soon. Thanks a lot.